ISIS claims responsibility for Istanbul attack.
It was very well planned and timed.
Congress to weigh more Russia sanctions.
They didn't just steal data, they weaponized it.
Chicago turns the page on a deadly year.
The department is ready to step up to the challenge.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, ISIS has now claimed responsibility for the New Year's Eve nightclub attack in Istanbul, Turkey, that left 39 people dead. The gunman still on the loose, but others have been detained. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Istanbul has more on the night of bloodshed and the investigation.
Surveillance video shows him exchanging fire with police outside on the street, bullets ricocheting off a car. A camera then captures him shooting his way into the club, killing a police officer and a civilian. Inside, he reportedly shot anyone in his path. The fashionable club attracts local celebrities and tourists from all over the world. Jake Rock, a small business owner from Greenville, Delaware, was injured in the attack.
I got shot in the leg, man. These crazy people came in shooting everything. I don't know. I saw one person. They're shooting, hiding, man, so...
A bullet reportedly bounced off Jake's phone and hit him in the leg. His brother Chris spoke from Pennsylvania.
I'm just very happy that my brother's okay, safe, coming home.
17,000 police were patrolling the streets on New Year's Eve amid a wave of attacks in Turkey in 2016 from ISIS and Kurdish separatists. Club Reyna increased its own security.
Well, ISIS also claims responsibility for a suicide blast today in Baghdad. The attack killed more than 30 people at an outdoor market. Here at home, Donald Trump continues to cast doubt on the intelligence community's assessment that Russian hackers tried to influence the election. CBS's Jan Crawford tells us Mr. Trump says he has his own inside information.
I just want them to be sure, because it's a pretty serious charge. I know a lot about hacking, and hacking is a very hard thing to prove.
If he's going to have any credibility as president, he needs to stop talking this way. He needs to stop denigrating the intelligence community. He's going to rely on them.
Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said on Sunday that Congress will push for more sanctions against Russia.
They didn't just steal data. They weaponized it. They dumped it during an election with the specific intent of influencing the outcome.
The congressional effort is likely to be bipartisan. Republican Senator Tom Cotton said the Obama administration's sanctions were too little, too late.
What Vladimir Putin needs is a sense of new boundaries. He's had a free rein throughout the world over the last 8 years.
That hard line comes in the wake of Mr. Trump's praise for Vladimir Putin. After the Russian leader declined to retaliate against the U.S. for imposing sanctions, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart."
Well, during the campaign, Mr. Trump vowed to overhaul Medicare. What's ahead is not clear, but the program is moving on with its own changes in the new year. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Dozens of communities nationwide are to test whether ramped-up coordination among clinicians, hospitals, and rehab centers will save lives and money in the treatment of heart attacks and broken hips. If patients do achieve more stable and enduring recoveries with fewer avoidable hospital readmissions, then the program will go national. It's part of the Obama administration's drive to move Medicare away from paying piecemeal for services. Not clear if Donald Trump will sing from the same hymn sheet. Steve?
Well, the White House says this morning President Obama will make a farewell address a week from tomorrow in Chicago. Well, now to South Carolina, where there's activity today just before a jury weighs the punishment for the church gunman who killed 9 people in 2015. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Prosecutors and standby lawyers for Dylan Roof will meet in a closed courtroom with a judge to discuss Roof's latest mental competency evaluation. The sentencing phase of Roof's federal hate crimes trial is scheduled to begin tomorrow morning in Charleston, South Carolina. The 22-year-old faces the possibility of a death sentence.
Chicago ended 2016 with 762 homicides, more than New York and L.A. combined, and the most for that city in 2 decades. Correspondent Bill Whitaker spoke to Chicago's police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, for last night's 60 Minutes.
So the number of stops and arrests are going down dramatically, and the number of people being shot and killed are going up dramatically. There's got to be a correlation.
Well, you know, there may be some, you know, but again, I'd have to go back to it's not what the police officers are not doing. It's more about what the criminal offenders are doing.
But don't the police play a role?
Yeah, we play a role in terms of mitigating it and, you know,
arresting. But it's not being mitigated.
No, I wouldn't say that. What we can't measure is the crime that we stop.
Well, Chicago police recovered 8,300 illegal guns last year. That's a 20% increase over 2015. Police in Miami say seven people were wounded when a car pulled up outside a home last night. One or more people started firing on a group of people outside. One person critically hurt. The Coast Guard has resumed the search in Lake Erie for the plane with six people on board that crashed there last week. Cleveland reporter Greg Saber.
Cleveland police say a bag was found in Lake Erie in the search area for the missing Cessna jet, and they are investigating the bag's contents to determine if it belongs to any of the six people on board the Cessna 525 Citation jet that disappeared from radar screens Thursday night shortly after takeoff from Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport.
Well, a colorful New Year's Day celebration takes place today in Southern California.
Up to a million people will line the 5.5-mile parade route. This woman is attending her fourth Rose Parade.
The flowers, the decorations, the intricacy, it's amazing. It's all beautiful. It's exciting.
There will be the usual assortment of flower-covered floats, bands, and equestrian units, and this year, a lot more security. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Pasadena, California.
Well, Dick Clark Productions calls allegations that Mariah Carey was set up to fail on New Year's Eve in New York City are absurd.
We're missing some of this logo, but it is what it is. But I like the way
Carey's disastrous TV performance featured her fumbling for lyrics. While a pre-recorded track played, she walked off during it. And a representative for the singer suggested the technical difficulties were sabotage. A prankster was at work on New Year's Eve in Southern California. KCBS-TV's Greg Mills.
Altering one's appearance in Hollywood is nothing new and sometimes produces disastrous results. But someone altered the look of the Hollywood sign and, frankly, got rave reviews.
That's pretty funny.
Hollywood became Hollyweed high in the Hollywood Hills.
They did a good job changing the Hollywood.
That's awesome. LAPD told us there is security camera video. They said somebody climbed up here just as 2016 became 2017 and made the switch.
The police are looking to make an arrest. The sign's two O's now have been restored. The first New Year's baby at any hospital makes news. In San Diego, twins were born on either side of midnight. The first came at 11:56 p.m., then a second girl just after the new year arrived. A similar thing happened at a different San Diego hospital a year ago. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.